Back, you're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton studio today, talking about manure management. We've been getting into compost a little bit. And one of the things, one of the strategies that we used on our farm this fall was putting out compost, and then where we were going to do some strip tillage, using that as our tillage. We didn't need to incorporate the compost like we would the manure, and we were using strip till to till some of that in a little bit. We got Dave Sender with us right now with Environmental Tillage Systems. Dave, what do you think of that strategy?
Sounds interesting. Actually, a lot of customers we work with have a lot of different approaches to manure management. So it definitely is not a one-size-fits-all approach, that's for sure.
No, there are a lot of different things going on. And, boy, this fall was just no treat. It was no treat at all. Did you learn some lessons with wet conditions and just a mess?
Yeah, exactly. It was, I guess as we say, it was a very interesting fall. A lot of work didn't get done, but, there's so many different ways that guys are utilizing strip till in their manure management practices. And what's been interesting over the last couple of years is as a lot of these operations are starting to shift to strip till that still have livestock, they're not necessarily trying to tailor their operation around the manure management any longer, which in the past had always seemed to be a really big driver when it came to manure management and how these operations were going to approach it. I've had more and more operations now say, hey, I'm going to actually tailor my operation around the strip till and see how I can make my manure management and manure incorporation work within my strip till operation. So there's been kind of a shift on how these operators are really starting to approach and manage their operations.
Yeah, there have been some big time advantages to reducing our tillage footprint on our farm. And I sure like doing as little tillage as need be, but doing some strip till has been really nice just to set that seed bed up. Unfortunately, this fall, we didn't get all our seed bed prep done. What changes are you recommending for springtime strip tillage?
You bet. So everybody I've been talking to has been in the same boat as you are. And there's a lot of work that's going to need to be done yet this spring. So more than anything, obviously the spring brings about its own set of challenges as well. And one thing that we can never control is weather. So we always have to be cognizant of that. And what's that spring going to bring? Is it going to be dry and wet or is it going to be wet? Is it going to be hot, cold, et cetera? But to be prepared to do that tillage, and one of the things with what we operate with the Soil Warrior, even though we do have both shank options and a coulter, or you could say non-shanked option, is a lot of guys now this spring, especially the guys that didn't get their fall acres done, are going to be going out with that coulter, take the shank off if they do have a shanked unit, and they're going to be hitting that ground this spring prior to plant. And depending on how they were able to do fall work, if any at all, in a lot of cases none, is going to dictate what they're going to need to do for their nutrients as well. So whether they're putting down a P and K or if they're just having to do some nitrogen, you know, what have you. But to prepare for that is to be opportunistic when the weather allows it. And with strip till, and especially guys that have been doing strip till for a little bit of time, there seems to be a little more flexibility as far as the way that soil reacts to that tillage, and it allows guys to get into the field. And this is something that we've heard over and over now for years, that the guys feel that they can get into these fields sooner than maybe some of their conventional counterparts when it comes to getting in that, doing that spring tillage. And that can make a world of difference. Again, we can't control what the weather does. And if there's rain on the way and we're able to get in and do some work, that can make a world of difference.
Yeah, and for the guys where maybe sunny days are on the way, if they can get in and fluff things up a little bit, it's not too long and they can get through there with a plant or two, and that's a really good thing. If you can get things to warm up, dry out just a little bit, and eventually get yourself in a planted situation, that's a pretty good deal. Talking with Dave Absolutely. Sender with Environmental Tillage Systems. Dave, I'm sure we'll be talking more going into the spring because we're already on plan B. Let's just hope we don't need plan C down the road,
No question. Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.